Hello, I'm Joseph Pearce, and amongst other things, I am the editor of the St. Austin Review, a Catholic cultural magazine which comes out 6 times a year, every 2 months. And I'd like to just let you know what's in the forthcoming issue, which is winging its way to the printers as we speak, the September-October issue. Each issue of the St. Austin Review has a theme. The theme of the next issue is faith, reason, and the love of wisdom. So basically, it's on the theme of philosophy in general. And I'm going to go through the contents of the magazine. So there's always a wonderful work of art on the cover. And this is no exception. Then we have my editorial. I always write the editorial for each issue on the theme. And then normally on page two, my editorial's on page one, we have some contemporary Catholic poetry. So we have three poems by Jeffrey Esman, Pavel Chichikov, and Father Gerard Garrigan. Then we have the first of the theme essays, which is Looking Forward by Nathaniel Cech. And then we have Daniel Bennett with an article called Catholic Philosophers and the Book of Creation. Then we have another theme essay by a Catholic philosopher from the University of Nebraska, and that's Gene Fent, and his essay is The Center of the Universe, A Story About Knowledge. And then we have an essay by Jackson T. Hearn, largely on Pascal, and it's called To Those Who Doubt. And then we have an essay also on the theme called An Excess of Charity by Michael D. Greeney, which touches upon Catholic social teaching. We then have another poem by the well-known Catholic writer Mike Aquilina, and that poem's called The Deal. And then another theme-related article on philosophy called Freedom According to Fulton J. Sheen by Joseph Tuttle. We then have our regular film column. Every issue we have a movie column. It's called Faith on Film, and the regular columnist who writes that is my good Irish friend who lives in London, K.V. Turley. And this issue is on Cecil B. DeMille's The King of Kings. We then have a colour feature with some wonderful works of art depicting angels with four poems on the theme of angels by D.S. Martin. We then have an article by Lewis Marcos, another great writer, contemporary writer, who says, in spite of Jordan Peterson's recent lapse, but anyway, we make a disclaimer about that. You'll read the issue to see it. But his essay is called Why Christians Can and Must Read Jordan Peterson. That's by Lewis Marcos. And then we get that there all the theme essays, and then we get into the regular columns. So the Tuning My Words to the Word is a regular column by Donald DeMarco. And his essay this week, this issue is called Science Rests on Faith. Then Father Benedict Kiely's regular column, Sword of the Spirit, is entitled The Mouth Which Cannot Lie. And then we have a Spanish scientist who writes a regular science column for us called Science Versus Scientism. And in this particular issue, his column is entitled Utopias and Dystopias. We then have our regular music column by my former colleague at Ave Maria University, a great professor of music, emerita now. Her regular column is called Musica Donum Dei. And this issue, she has written an essay, or it's a review of a new the new album containing the new symphony by my great friend Michael Kurek. Announcing a new album of music by Michael Kurek by Susan Tracy. Another regular column is Road to Rome, which is a regular column about converts to the church, and that's written by John Beaumont, another Englishman writing from Yorkshire. And his essay this issue is called Refuting the New Atheists, that's Father Jackie Godel and the Nature of Science. And then again, another good friend of mine, obviously everyone who's writing columns in this magazine are good friends of mine, but some even more than others. But one of my fellow troubadours, for those of you that tune into that, the president of Thomas More College, William Fahey, he has a regular column called Ruminatio, and his column this issue is called What's in a Name. Then another regular column we have is by a homeschooling mum. homeschooling mother in Georgia, and she writes a regular column called Walls of a Playground. And she often focuses on the liturgical year in family life. It's a wonderful column. And in this issue, appropriately, is that the September-October issue, is her column's called Hallowing Halloween. And then Bradley J. Berzer, another fine writer and publisher of many good books on various good people, such as, for instance, J.R.R. Tolkien and Christopher Dawson. His column called Stormfields in this issue is entitled Russell Kirk, Stoic and Christian. And then we always have a book review section at the end. We normally have a few more than this. This issue is only two because they've been squeezed out by the great theme essays and the great content. But the two books being reviewed this issue are Jesuit at Large, Essays and Reviews by Paul V. Mankowski, S.J., which was edited by George Weigel and reviewed by William C. Smart, a former colleague of mine at Aquinas College in Nashville. And then the final review, the other review, is The Church and the Age of Reformations, 1350 to 1650, Martin Luther, the Renaissance, and the Council of Trent, which is co-authored by Joseph T. Stewart and Barbara A. Stewart and reviewed by Stephanie A. Mann. And the issue ends with a final poem commemorating the Great Battle of Lepanto. Of course, we celebrate each year with the Feast of Our Lady of Victories, Our Lady of the Rosary, in October. And the poem about the battle is not Chesterton's great poem called Lepanto, but a new poem by a young poet called Aidan Jones, and it's called The Forgotten Fleet. So there you have it. That's the latest issue of the St. Austin Review. Please do consider subscribing. You can do so by going to staustinreview.org and then going to the subscribe page. So St. Austin, S-T, not spelled out, St. I'll spell it because Austin as in Texas. staustinreview.org. Okay, thanks so much for listening, and I do hope you'll consider becoming a subscriber to the magazine that I edit as a labour of love, and I have done for the past 20 years, the St. Austin Review. Thanks so much for listening. Goodbye and God bless.